You're listening to SBS News.
The doors at Maribyrnong Detention Centre in Melbourne have been closed after almost 40 years, and the detainees inside have been transferred to other detention facilities. Immigration Minister David Coleman says the federal government's strict immigration policies must be praised.
We have got the Australian borders under control, and as a consequence of that, the flow of boats has stopped. As a consequence of that, we're able to close those detention centres. And so from 10,000 people in detention in July of 2013, we now have 1,250. So a very significant reduction, and that's because the boats have stopped.
The coalition will also close the high-security Blaxland compound in Sydney's Willowood Detention Centre later this year, saving taxpayers about $500 million. The two centres have seen numerous escape attempts and hunger strikes over the years and been a focal point for protests. Late last year, there were 107 men in Maribyrnong and almost 500 in Willowood. The Home Affairs Department says most of the people in detention are from Iran, New Zealand and Vietnam. The closures were announced in 2016 and they were supposed to be emptied within 2 years. Shadow Immigration Minister Shane Newman says the government has failed in meeting the set deadline.
This is old news. These things were announced years ago, and Mr. Dutton expects to be patted on the back for his failure to fulfil timelines. I mean, Blaxland's closing later this year, but Maribyrnong was supposed to close earlier last year, and the government failed to fulfil that.
The Refugee Action Coalition has issued a statement dismissing the government's decision as an empty gesture. Action Coalition spokesperson Ian Rintoul says the announcement is meaningless as the government has opened up new detention compounds at Yonga Hill in Western Australia and another in Melbourne. Mr. Rintoul also says there hasn't been any significant decrease in the numbers of people detained on the mainland. He says in November 2018, 544 people had been detained for more than 1 year, which was up from 505 in September. SBS News has contacted the Department of Home Affairs for a response to Mr. Rintoul's claims. Nusheen Mogadam from the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre says people being moved from one detention centre to another isn't a viable solution.
This was completely surprising. We think that people at these detention centres will be shuffled along to other detention centres. So I think that it seems as though people will be shuffled along to other detention centres. It's not solving any problems.
The government is also trying to close down criticism that it hastily revoked the Australian citizenship of Islamic State member Neil Prakash. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says Prakash hasn't been left stateless because he's a dual citizen.
Based on all of the intricate detail and fact of this particular matter is that Mr. Prakash is, by operation of law, a citizen of Fiji. And as I say, the Fijians were advised some time ago, and we've been working with the Fijians, and we'll continue that relationship.
But Fiji's immigration director Nemanji Buniwaka has told the Fiji Sun newspaper that Neil Prakash hasn't been and isn't a Fijian national. If Australia revokes a person's Australian citizenship, it cannot leave that person stateless. Shadow Immigration Minister Shane Newman has accused Mr. Dutton of using the matter to attract headlines in the media.
This seems to be Christmas headline grabbing by Mr. Dutton without actually explaining and looking at it in a proper, diligent, competent way, which is what I think the Australian public wants to the minister to deal with it in that way. It needs to be dealt with diligence, with competency, efficiency and effectiveness. And Mr. Dutton hasn't done that. All he's done is seek headlines.
Neil Prakash has been in a Turkish jail since 2016, facing a range of charges. Australia is trying to extradite him. George Oshie, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.